Tonight's message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Hallelujah! What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. The title of our sermon this morning is, What Shall I Render? What shall I render? If you have your Bible, Psalm 116 verse 12. And for this morning, I will prefer the Amplified Version. Psalm 116 verse 12. One scriptures for now. We serve a good God. I don't know whatever you are going through this morning. He is with you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Psalm 116 verse 12. Let's read it together. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? How can I repay him for all his bountiful dealings? What shall I render to the Lord for all? How many?
All.
How many?
All.
For all his benefits toward me. How can I repay him for all his bountiful dealings? Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your manifest presence here this morning. Saturate our hearts with your presence. We bind the forces of hell. We declare that they have no room in this place. Let your joy fill our hearts. Let hope return. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. At the end of this service, every man will be lighted. We give you glory and honor and praise. It's in Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen. For the sake of our visitors and those who don't know us too well, as a people, we are a grateful people. We are a very, very grateful people. We have been taught over the years to be grateful and appreciative of the things God has done for us. And even when we can't find things, we have been taught to be appreciative of the life that we have and the salvation that we have. So as a church, we are a very, very, very grateful people. However, as grateful as we are, and we express it in all our services, every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Friday, every day, every first service, every second service, every prayer meeting, every salt, we express gratitude to God. In our homes, alone in the car, we express gratitude. But as a church body, as a corporate body, we chose 2 days in the year, 2 days, and we tag them Thanksgiving. But one is minor, the mid-year Thanksgiving. We do it every half year just to let God know that we are coming together to tell him thank you. But there is another one that we call Thanksgiving. And every Family Worship Center knows that. So when you say Thanksgiving, that is the one they know. And for this year, God has chosen the 2nd of December for that Thanksgiving. It's the day that we put everything aside. We postpone every trip. We put every issue aside and we come together, not minding how we are feeling, not minding where we are, not minding what is happening. And we say, Father, we are grateful. You've been good to us. We come and we do it energetically. We come and we do it aggressively. We come and we do it enthusiastically. And that day is 2 weeks from now. So I have come today to stir our hearts. I have come to stir our hearts. I have come to take your eyes off of what is happening. I have come to take your eyes off of what the news are saying. I have come to let you know that God has been good to you. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
You will agree with me from January till this day that God has been good. In case you are not aware of that, from January to this day, you have slept and woken up 321 days. 45 weeks, 6 days. 10 months, 17 days. Those of you who work for at least 8 hours a day, you have gone to work 222 days of the year. 1,776 hours of labor, God has kept you. The psalmist said, I slept and I awoke because the Lord sustains me. I slept 1st January, woke up 2nd January because the Lord sustained me. I slept 2nd January, woke up 3rd January because the Lord sustained me. Not because my alarm is accurate, not because I go to the gym, not because I take my multivitamins, not because I have a strong body, because the Lord. The Lord. So if you are here and you slept in January and woke up in February, you slept in February, you woke up in March, I'm not waiting for you to see the back account. Stand up and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't tell me God is not good. He's a good God. I slept and I awoke because the Lord sustains me. Not because I live in an estate with good security system. Not because I sleep in an orthopedic bed. No, it's only purely because the Lord sustains me. Somebody shout, I'm sustained by the Lord. Glory to God. So every year, we count the number of hours he has sustained us. Oh, the psalmist says there are arrows that flies about even at noonday. And how we navigated in between the arrows and none of them pierced our hearts has to be only the Lord. The Lord. Not your smartness. Some of you are so blessed, you have armored vehicles. I want you to know that it's not about armored vehicles. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. The Lord has sustained us. So on the 2nd of December, we are coming to this place ready, deliberate, having sat down and counted his mercies. We will come here and give him praise. What shall I render for all his benefits? I don't know about you. He forgives all my iniquities. I don't know about you. He heals all my diseases. I don't know about you. He has redeemed my life from destruction. I don't know about you. He has crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He has satisfied my mouth with good things. He has even renewed my youth as the eagle. Don't mind the die once in a while. I'm telling you, I'm renewed like an eagle. And that is the doing of the Lord. He executes righteousness and justice on my behalf when I am oppressed. He is merciful and gracious. He is slow to anger. He is abounding in mercy. He does not strive with me all day. He does not keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with me according to my sins deserve. Nor has he punished me according to my iniquities. He has pitied me as a father pities his son. What shall I render? What shall I render? For all his goodness. He has given me a sound mind. The only reason I'm not in the mental home right now is because he has given me a sound mind. Some of you have been bombarded from the left, right, and center. The enemy thought by now you'll be in a mental institution, but you are in church, in your right mind. I want you to know that he is the one who has kept you. He has kept you in the name of Jesus. Oh, you entered one chance, but you are alive and seated here in the name of Jesus. They put something on that seat for you in your office. You sat on it, but you are still here in the name of Jesus. You ate the food poison, but you are still here. You were in hospital in January, but you are still here. You were in hospital in February, but you are still here. You went on that plane. It looked like you would not come back home, but you are back in church. The Lord has sustained you. The Lord. The Lord. What shall I render for all he has done for me? My Bible says, to God belong escapes from death. How many times have you escaped from death this year? A brother came here on Friday just for being nice to a friend. He ended up with SARS. And before he knew it, he was shot at. And for a minute, he thought he was dead. And then later, I opened his eyes and saw he was standing. Who did that? The police looked at him. They told him, "You think you have Odechi?" I slept and I awoke because the Lord sustained me. Your heart is still beating because the Lord is sustaining it. Your lungs are still working because the Lord is sustaining it. Your eyes are still seeing because the Lord is sustaining it. Your legs are still moving because the Lord is sustaining it. You can still smell because the Lord is sustaining it. Not by your strength, not by your might, not by your education, not by your certificate, not by your bank account. It is purely because the Lord. What shall I render? Please sit down. We are not going to hurry to answer what we should render. Let's look at some teachers. The Bible says the things that are written, they are written for our learning. Let's learn from two teachers this morning. Turn with me in your Bible to Luke 17. What shall I render? Let's look at some people who responded appropriately to the benefits that God gave them. How did they respond? What did they render? Can we learn from them? Luke 17. Verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, 10 lepers cleansed, but only one of them. 10 care group leaders sustained, but one of them. Not in Family Worship Center. 10 members of the Ministry of Helps helped, but one. Not in Family Worship Center. In Family Worship Center, it will be 10 over 10. Somebody say amen. But one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned. Somebody say, "I will return on the second." Say, "I will return on the second." Say, "I will return on the second." Tell your neighbor, "You will meet me here on the 2nd of December." Returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Underline, he was a Samaritan in your Bible. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner," underline foreigner. And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole." What shall I render for all his benefit? In this story, we see 10 lepers, outcast because they were lepers, sent out of habitation with men. They dwelt alone, lonely and impoverished. And then they ran into Jesus and they said, "Heal us." And he healed them. 10 of them were healed. Not one that was not healed. But only one returned to say, "Thank you. for healing me. Thank you for healing me. Experts have observed that among 10 people that good things happen to, only one is truly grateful. How do we know that you are grateful? It is in your returning. The proof of gratitude is the degree and quality of your return. Oh, where did that come from? Write it down. The proof of your gratitude is the degree of your return and the quality of your return. If you are grateful, it won't be in your heart. If you are grateful, you won't say God knows. If you are grateful, you won't say I am grateful. You will return. And when you return, it will be loud. When you return, it will be loud. The blessing may be private, but the expression of gratitude is public. The blessing, the goodness of the Lord may be private, but the expression of gratitude will always be public. That is when you know that you have returned. That is when you know that you have returned. The Bible says when he saw that he was cleansed, he returned with a loud voice. He made his gratitude public. Father, this thing you've done for me, I cannot keep it to myself. I am coming back to the public to say thank you. In January, you did this for me. I cannot keep it to myself. I'm coming back on the 2nd to say thank you. In February, you did it for my son. I cannot keep it to our family. I'm coming back on the 2nd to say thank you. In November, you did this for our family. We cannot keep it to ourselves. I'm coming back to say thank you in public. The blessing may be private, but the expression of gratitude, if there is quality, the return must be public. He came with a loud voice and went on his face. On his face means he humbled himself. A grateful person will be humble before God. He went on his face, humbled himself, cast off his crown and worshipped him and thanked him and thanked him. Ah, something this guy is showing us. The Bible says, and he was a Samaritan. Why is that important? That means the other 9 were Jews. That's it. If he was a Samaritan, that means the other 9 were Jews. And Jesus says, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Where are the Jews? Let me break it down for you. The Samaritans normally do not expect any good thing from the Jews. He was not really expecting anything from Jesus. He was not. But the goodness of the Lord that makes the rain fall upon the wicked and the good came upon him. And because he knew he didn't deserve it, he returned. He returned. And with a loud voice, I didn't qualify. I'm not one of your family members, but you blessed me. Therefore, I have come back to say thank you. But the nine, don't you ever be like the 9. The nine, the Jews, don't you ever be like the 9. The 9 had the degree. The 9 had the bank accounts. The 9 had the connection. So they thought the blessing was because of their Harvard degree. They thought because of the blessing. The blessing came because they know Buhari. They thought that the blessing came because they prayed too much. And if the blessing was because of my degree, I do not need to go back and say thank you. If the blessing was because of my connection, I do not need to go back and say thank you. But the Samaritan knew that even if your degrees are as high as 100 degrees, it doesn't qualify you. Only the goodness of the Lord. You are seated here right now. You are seated here right now. And I'm saying it again. You are seated here right now in your right mind, not because you fasted and prayed too much, and not because you have a bank account in Zenith, in GT, in FCMB, and in all the banks. Not because you have a bank account in the Bank of America. No. Not because you take your multivitamins. Not because you have a mobile police protection. Not because you dwell in the villa with Buhari. No, because his goodness. Somebody stand on your feet and give him a praise break. Every time you acknowledge that who you are, where you are, what you have, is not because of what you have done. You have returned properly. And God will be pleased. That was the problem of the nine. We are Jews. We deserve to be healed. Who told you you deserve to be healed? There were more than 10 lepers in that place. But it was the 10 of you. Who told you? Are you the only one that went to Harvard? Who told you you deserve? Are you the only one that got married? Who told you you deserve to have children? Are you the only one that has done IV health? Who told you you are the one that should have the children? Just the message. Just the message. So he returned. And he returned loudly. We will return. We will almost bring this roof down. We will return publicly. We will return loudly. We will return knowing that every single good thing that has happened to us is because of his goodness. Somebody give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. This man placed value on what others thought was not significant. The person who will return and God will be pleased is somebody who puts value on what God has done for them that others think is nothing. And they will return loudly. Loudly. This man returned loudly and fell on his face. I need you to know that it was a desert floor in the dust with crowd. He didn't bother what people will say. He didn't bother what will happen to his reputation. He didn't bother what anybody think is between me and the one who has blessed me. Whatever it will take me to let him know that I'm grateful, I will do it. Let them think I'm crazy. Let them think I'm out of my mind. Let them think I'm weird, but I will give him praise anyhow. God is looking for people who will come here on Sunday, 2nd of December, and forget about their dignity and lie face flat on the ground and lift up holy hands and shed some tears and come with a grateful heart. Those who will truly return. Oh, our time is fast spent. So this is one of our teachers. What shall I render? Come back with a loud gratitude. Come back. I say that to say, if you have planned a trip for the 2nd of December, it's out of order. You can see that now. Tell them in our own church, this particular 2nd, nobody goes anywhere. Because we are returning. Say, I am returning. Say, I am returning. See, I am returning. You know, some years ago, we broke this place down. And we said, his return and giving thanks. The Greek says, eucharistio. You remember? He returned with determination. When you are 10 in a company, it is not easy to break out and go alone to do the right thing. He returned with determination. He returned with enthusiastic. He returned with aggression. I'm sure some of them told him, you too do. Come back here. Are you the only one healed? But he said, no, I have value in my miracle. Some of you are not giving testimonies. Some of you are not returning. Because your friend says, these are normal things. It has happened to all of us. And you think it has happened to all of you. So you think it is a all of you blessing. You will break out on 2nd and return alone. We are coming here, we will be like thousands here, but we are returning alone. We are returning alone. Why is it important to return alone? Because he counts one by one. So he says, out of these 10, Only this one. May it be you that will truly return on the second. In the name of Jesus. Who is our second teacher? Open your Bible again, backwards, to chapter 7 of the same Luke. We are learning from people who returned. How did they return? How did they return? This leper returned with a grateful heart. He returned with a loud voice. He made his return in public. He came to say in clear terms, I have come to thank you because I know it's not my capacity, it's not my qualification. It is purely your goodness. So he returned. Luke 7:36. Then one of the Pharisees asked him, Jesus, to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. Underline it. A woman in the city who was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, what shall I render? What shall I repay the Lord for all the benefit? When he had nothing to repay, he freely forgave them both. Now, this is the question. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. Then Jesus, he turned to the woman and said to Simon, he turned to the woman, but he spoke to Simon. Turned to the woman and spoke to Simon. Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, So they were right when they say she was a sinner woman. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Now this place needs a little bit of exegesis. This is what it means. Before this time, the woman had been forgiven. So she was putting her ears to the ground, looking for where she would track down Jesus to return. You know the definition of return now. She had been forgiven, but she had not had the privilege to return, to say thank you. So she put her ears to the ground, checked the yellow pages, looked at the CNN, and looked at everywhere. Where will this man be next? So the Bible says she heard that Jesus was in the house of Simon. So she found her way. I don't know how far she came. She found her way. She broke protocol and came to the place amongst men, found her way. She was deliberate. She was desperate to return. And came there and broke an alabaster box of spikenard oil. When we were teaching about abundant life, we discussed spikenard. The Bible says that bottle of oil that she broke was a year's wages. We did a rough calculation. It is about between $34,000 to $50,000. About 12.5 million to 18 point something million offering at once. Offering of gratitude. The Bible didn't say she came there and squirted the oil on Jesus. The Bible didn't say she came there and dabbed the oil in her hand and rubbed on Jesus. The Bible says she came there, broke the bottle. Breaking means I'm not taking anything back with me. I'm giving you all my praise. I'm giving you all my worship. I'm giving you all my appreciation. I'm not going back home. I was a very, very renowned known sinner, but you have cleaned me. I have come to say thank you. No wonder in Psalm 116, after he said, what shall I render? He says, I will take up the cup of my salvation. Because if you have salvation, that is the first item on your thanksgiving list. And it's the most important item. If you are here this morning and you are blood-bought, saved, stand on your feet and give him a shout of praise. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Are you listening? The first man, the Bible says he saw that he was clean. He returned. This woman had not seen anything yet. How did you know that? Read your Bible well. Because, Pastor, all the people around, because the change was not physical yet, were still calling her sinner woman. God had done a miracle in her heart, but it was yet to come out. But as a wise woman who knew that he who began this good work in me, is faithful. He will not abandon it. He will finish. The Bible says that God, if he did not spare his only son and gave his son for you, how will he not with the son give you the other things? This woman knew that if I have been given forgiveness, salvation, that is the raw material for the other blessing. I am not going to wait until the others manifest. I'm going to go ahead and break my alabaster box because he has done the most important thing. Some of you are waiting for the big one to happen before you return. This teacher is teaching us you cannot wait. Thanksgiving is also an act of faith. He has given you salvation. The others are coming. On Sunday, the 2nd of December, you will not wait. You will look for your alabaster box and bring it and break it upon the master. He's been good to you. He has saved you. He has saved you. I don't know about you, but I cannot feel happy for this woman. I feel if I was there, I would have done the same thing like she did. Because many years ago, I was like that woman. I was called a sinner boy among my friends. Some of them said, I will not make it to 40 because venereal diseases will kill me. AIDS will kill me. One guy looked at me and said, you will die on a woman. Your immorality is too much. When I was posted for NYSC, a man who loved me so much came and said, now that you are going to NYSC, we heard you have been posted to Cross River State. I beg you, don't go to Cross River State because you won't come back. Out of fear, I came to FCT and changed my NYSC posting to FCT because I was a dog. If I don't sleep with a woman in 24 hours, I will be dead. And if I don't care whether she's crazy, whether she's a toilet, I must do my thing. And today, 20-something years later, I have been washed clean. 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 There was a time pornography was my thing. There was a time I could masturbate 10 times in a day just to get the release. But today I have a sound mind. I preach the gospel. I know Jesus. My heart is full of the Holy Spirit. And he has done the same for you. I'm not waiting until I drive the car. I'm not waiting until I have the children. I have salvation already. I'm like that woman. I will come on the 2nd and break my alabaster box. If you are with me, if you agree with me, stand on your feet and give him praise. Are you seeing the same principle? The blessing was private, but she returned publicly to where they said the money you have wasted, we could have used it to feed the poor people. That is how ungrateful people think. How can you give that kind of amount to missions? How can you take that kind of money to the church? Don't you know we could have used it to do this good thing? She returned. She returned. Some of you, before, you cannot forgive. Now you forgive easily. Before, you cannot hear testimony that somebody got money. Envy will not allow you to sleep. Today, you rejoice with the people. Some of us, they told us you will not marry. Today, you are married. Not just married, you have children. Some of you, the prediction was that before 40, you will die. Today, it looks like you are stronger than 10 years ago. Some of you, when you came to Abuja, Eku Kali Kadabayashti Kadaya, your shoes were full of holes. Today you give shoes to nations. I need you to know that if he has given you salvation, the other thing, Najara, and they are coming. Najara, and they are coming. Somebody give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. So what did this woman render? What did she render? Sit down, please. She rendered a grateful heart. She rendered a grateful heart. And she demonstrated it by deliberately. She looked for where Jesus was. She didn't say, when I find him again, I'll tell him I'm grateful. When I run into him again, I'll... No, she went to look for him to tell him I'm grateful. You will bring yourself to church. From today, you will begin to go around preparing. And bring your own self to church to come and tell him, thank you. You will break your alabaster box. You will not wait for the big one. I know some of you are waiting for the 31st of December. There's nothing like that. Every day is brand new with God. You will come and give him thanks. Even though it's not public yet. They say this woman, if this man was a real prophet. So he now spoke for them to know. He said, no, she has been forgiven much. That's why she is doing this. I hope we will not disappoint God. Because you know the truth? God knows what he has done for each one of us. The Bible says, before him all things are bare. Some of you will say, no, he has not given me 1 million yet. It's not about money only. You, based on what you have done with your own life and the decisions you've made over the years, you are supposed to be dead, buried, and forgotten. You are still here wearing wigs. That is the goodness of the Lord. That is the goodness of the Lord. That is the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah! Some people will meet me and say, Pastor Wilson, God has blessed you, but you still need to trust God for a son. I say, yeah, I love sons, but in the first place, I have always preferred women. But that aside, what you... You are stealing my time. 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 I wanted to say something. But that aside, what you don't know is that based on the number of abortions I have committed, I am not supposed to have one child. Because as I stand here, I still remember one of those girls. Some of them, if I see them on the street today, I cannot even remember their face. While I held her legs and the doctor butchered in my presence in the theater. And I went home that day and dreamt they were twins. I killed many of them like that. And today I'm married. I have children. You are telling me it's boys, it's girls? He's done too much for me. I didn't grow up thinking I'll marry. I didn't have the capacity to love a woman more than 10 minutes. I love you until you give in. Once you give in, the law of faith. I've been married to one woman. In 1 month, it'll be 15 years. And I'm more in love with her daily. God is the transformer of the heart. My God is the transformer of the heart. And that is a benefit. That is a benefit. What shall I render unto my God for all? His benefit. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. This message didn't end as it's supposed to end. But begin to repent before the Lord. Begin to repent of ingratitude before the Lord. Repent. It's not about the car. It's not about the house. Has he saved you? That is what the sinner woman is teaching us. The qualification to return, the basic qualification, is not what you can see. It's what he has done in your heart. Salvation. 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 The anointing is over the place. Repent of ingratitude. Repent of ingratitude. It's not about money. Satan gives money. It's not about money. But Satan can't save. It's about salvation. This sinner woman, Jesus himself agreed, her sin was much. We are saved. We are blood bought. All these other things, Najara. 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 And they will come. Repent of ingratitude and begin to prepare your heart. Pray for yourself. 2nd of December is 2 weeks from now. Begin to think of your alabaster box. Begin to think of your loud return. Of your loud return. I will return. I will return. I will return. I will return. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give him glory. Give him glory. Appreciate him for your salvation. Thank you for saving me. 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 My mind is clean. My heart is clean. My mind is clean. My heart is clean. My mind is clean. My heart is clean. The Spirit of God dwells in me. What more can I ask for? I have the Bible. I have the Word. I have the Holy Spirit. I have a church. I have a pastor. I have Christian friends. It's a matter of time. To him who is joined to the living, there is hope. Give him glory. Lift up your hands and give him glory. You will marry. In this town, you will marry. In this town, you will have children. In this town, you will build your own houses. In this town, you will send people to school. In the name of Jesus, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. But meanwhile, it is time to return. Shout, I will return. Glory to God. Have we been blessed this morning? Glory. 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 God is doing something in somebody's testes right now. There is a man, your testes are crushed. God is remodeling it. You will father children. Give him praise. Give him praise. It's already 2nd of December. 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 Thank you, Father. As I close, what have I said? You will decide. Say decide. To return with a loud voice. Loud voice means you will do things that will be public expressions of your gratitude. And then you will return with an alabaster box, an expensive gift offering, a New Testament abundant mentality driven offering, to let God know that I believe that if I have salvation, these other things will come to pass. All eyes closed, every head bowed. Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. That is the first quality offering that you can give to God. Your heart. Your heart. Put your right hand on your heart. Your right hand on your heart. And pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. If records were kept properly, I may be a worse sinner than that woman. Today, I open my heart to you. Come into my heart. Wash my sins away with your precious blood. And fill my heart with your spirit. Make me your own. And use me for your glory. I am grateful that you do not cast away anyone that comes to you. You said, if any man receives you, you give them power to be your children. Thank you for making me your child. Fill my heart now with gratitude. Take out right now grumbling, murmuring, complaining, discontent. Turn my heart into a grateful heart. And as I go, help me to prepare to return with a loud voice on the 2nd of December. Help me to come back with my alabaster box. I am envious of that woman because you said wherever the gospel is preached, this woman will be mentioned. I will return on the 2nd. And the gospel that will be preached after me will carry my story. Thank you, Father. My heart is yours. My substance is yours. I am grateful. You have done me well. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, clap unto the Lord. Clap unto the
Lord. Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.